Well, good morning again.
Good morning.
I was looking over some of my talks this year, and I began to realize a little pattern. And I saw that most of what I've been talking about has been built around reimagining our thoughts, letting go of some of the stuff that we've been holding on to, not listening to some of the rhetoric that's been going on. Well, listen to it, but not taking it in as truth, turning it around, like I say, reimagining the information that is flowing to us. So this morning's talk is going to be about renunciation. It's clearing the inner temple. And renunciation, it's an intentional, and that word is important, because if you're just throwing out releasing stuff, you have to get that feeling in there. You have to really want to do it. It's being intentional in releasing the thoughts and the beliefs and the attachments to stuff that no longer serve our highest good. I like this because it came to me when I was preparing for this. In the scriptures, Mark 11 and 15, I like this because Jesus went into the temple and he cast out those that were selling stuff and those that overthrew the tables of the money changers. And I thought about that and I said, for us, what that could mean is that in us, we're holding a lot of stuff that's useless. We're holding a lot of stuff that's holding on to the material realm. We're holding a lot of stuff that really is just crowding up or plugging up the pipes. That's the stuff we want to cleanse, to let go of, to release. We're getting ready to go into the end of the year where we do our burning bowl service. So leading up to that, let's pick the things that are within us that we can work on as we move along and go along into the awakening of the Christ in us and the releasing of old things, leaving them behind, going into the new year, receiving our new name, because you will have cleansed the temple. Yeah. So just as we cleanse the spirit of the physical space, this reminded me too, whenever I have company that's coming, I have to scurry around and pick up this and clean up this and maybe do a little dusting, because I want them to enter into a space that's free and airy. Well, just as we cleanse the physical spaces in our lives to welcome guests, we need to cleanse our consciousness to welcome spirit and truth. Renunciation is also known as elimination, and it's one of Charles Fillmore's 12 powers. And I hope everyone has gone through, because each month this year we've taken a power and we've broken it down and we've talked about it. And I hope you were incorporating those into your daily activities, like faith and love and wisdom. Tapping into that is within you. Well, renunciation is one of those powers, those 12 powers Charles Fillmore taught us about. It is the spiritual faculty that helps us release what is no longer serving our highest good. Anybody else have stuff like that going on? I'm the only one?
Yeah.
Two or three of us? Yeah. It's located in the lower abdomen. And one thing I've done as I've been going through these powers, I've been noticing what's going on in my physical body. Are there challenges in your lower abdomen? Maybe that might be a sign that you need to practice some of these release things and letting go. You might be holding on. Lower abdomen, and this power symbolizes our ability to eliminate both error thoughts from the mind, and not only that, waste from the body, restoring clarity and flow. It's represented by the disciple Thaddeus, well-known disciple. Thaddeus represents the power of working quietly but faithfully. And the color associated with it is rust. So, I want to give you the dictionary definition because it talks about renunciation and elimination. You might have a few years ago, instead of renunciation, we were probably saying elimination. Well, they both work along together and they're both similar. Renunciation is the formal rejection of something, typically a belief, a claim, or a course of action. It's the formal rejection. In other words, you're consciously, you're intentionally releasing and ejecting. Elimination is the complete removal or destruction of something. I'll throw that word destruction out. The complete removal. Letting it go, period. Yeah. But always remember when you're working with renunciation or elimination that you have to fill the void. You have to fill the space that those things occupy with good stuff, or the other stuff will come rushing back in. Remember the story, Jesus went to the house and cleared out all the demons? Demons are just those erroneous thoughts that have collected within us. And when it came back, just twice as many were in there because the vessel wasn't filled with good stuff, with truth, with the truth about their being. So always remember when you're working with renunciation or elimination to fill the vessel. You know, if you're going to say, I'm not worthy, and you want to get rid of that, then fill the vessel. I am a child of God, worthy of all the good that the universe has bestowed upon me. So think of your body. Your body has a system that removes toxins, doesn't it? It removes waste. Well, the soul has spiritual tools to release fear, resentment, limiting beliefs. And it's the renewal of this that clears the inner temple. So divine ideas can, I just saw, imagined a picture of divine ideas just rushing in. That's a great visual, to feel all that you can perceive is filling your mind and your body right here, right now. Wow, isn't that a great uplift? Mm-hmm. To know when you leave here, you'll be a new creature in Christ because you'll have dropped some of the old off and taken on some of the new, some of that goodness, filling yourself with healthy thoughts. Revealing word, and I can't give you a message without giving you some Charles Fillmore. And the revealing word, the metaphysical meaning of renunciation, a letting go of old thoughts in order that new thoughts may find a place in consciousness. A healthy state of consciousness is what we're moving towards, isn't it? That's what we desire. We want to be whole. We want to be free. And no, that does not mean things will not happen. It just means that you can rise above all that. If it's something to grieve about, a loss or something that's missing or gone from your life right now, take time to feel it. But then, know the truth, and the truth is what sweeps that stuff out from your system, keeps it from being toxic within. What happens when we become toxic within? Well, crabby, disgruntled. Oh boy, don't we see a lot of that nowadays? Yeah, we don't want that. We want to cleanse. We want to sweep clean. We want to move through our lives knowing that there's more than just this material stuff, that we have stuff in the inside that needs tending to. You know, nature is the greatest example of all this. I was looking out the other day, and I could see clear through the neighborhood because the leaves have fallen off the trees. There's nothing blocking the view anymore. Yeah. So when you look at the trees around you and the leaves are falling everywhere, does it mean the trees are dying? No. No, the trees are preparing for a winter's rest. They're shedding old leaves to make room for spring's renewal and awakening. I was with a friend and she was saying, oh, here comes winter. Look at it, it's so bare out. What happened to all the greenery? Yada, 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 yada. And I said, girl, the earth is it's replenishing itself. It's letting go of some old stuff so some new stuff can flow in. And she said, oh, you're just a dreamer. Yes! Thank you for recognizing. Because we can dream a world that works for all of us, can't we? If we hold on and if we take things we see and turn them around and look at them through the eyes of spirit. You know, we say, see it differently. Don't buy into, as the world says it is, the things you hear on television, the things that people around you are telling you. Don't buy into that. Yes, listen. I always think it's rude not to listen to people, but yes, I'll listen to you. And then, since you imparted your truth unto me, I'm going to impart my truth unto you. One presence, one power, and it's all good. It's all good. That's what lifts you up. And when you lift up, you're lifted up out of the things that might have weighted you down. Or that have felt so burdensome. Yeah. I also like the thought, like, my grandmother had a garden, and she was out there all spring pulling weeds and tending to her garden. Mm-hmm. And she she was real spiritual, so she was reciting scriptures and things. And we had big tomatoes, and I think it was because it was being fed, fed truth, fed positivity, fed words of love, of growth. And that's what we, you know, that same thing is what we do for our bodies. Mm-hmm. Tending to our consciousness, our thoughts. Yeah, preparing room for spiritual growth. I like scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Refreshing your mind, use your tools. You have tools that you can use. Affirmations. Good one. I release what no longer serves me. I am free in spirit. Remember, always back up that denial with an affirmative phrase. The denial is, I release what no longer serves me. I'm not denying that that happened. I'm just saying it has no power over me. And I'm affirming I am free in spirit, because I've cleansed that gook. I keep seeing a pipe clogged up. I've cleansed that clog. The plumber is that God in me, that spirit in me. Yeah. Take time to work with some of these things. Go back over the previous powers we talked about. If you haven't been practicing using them, start now. Start now. They're powerful, and they help you through. They help you uplift. We've had a year, haven't we?
Amen.
We've had. But look, we're still here.
True.
We're still standing. Even though things may be going on in your life, you're still here, you're moving, you're working with it. And that's what life is really all about. Using the tools of working through any adversity. We're coming up on a time, this month is usually when the world thinks about giving thanks. We do it all the time, don't we?
Yes.
But while the ground is real fertile, dig into that. Give thanks. Join and let that consciousness, let that air float around you and lift you up. I love the holidays times, because people that never think about this stuff, they're out there and they're all joyful and happy. And that's fertile ground. That's a time when you can take that atmosphere and build your strength up even more. Yeah. Another tool, prayer and meditation. If you're not taking time to take a few moments apart, to take a few moments to contemplate the things of spirit, then add it to your toolbox. It will work wonders. It will calm you down when you hear some of these stories on television. It will lift you up. And another one, I just want to throw these out. If you're not journaling, maybe pick up something and begin to journal a little bit. It helps me to write my thoughts out, even if they're not warm, fuzzy thoughts. I write them out anyway, and then I shred them, knowing that I can release that. That's no longer serving me. And then I move on. Another one is forgiveness work. Is there anyone that you're harboring anything against them? Take some moments, visualize them in front of you. See yourself forgiving them. I'm not saying accept bad behavior. What I'm saying is know that that has no power over you. And in the place of that they're giving you, you can return it in love. Not easy. I see somebody looking. That's not easy, I guarantee you, but it's achievable. It's achievable. Remember what we say, thoughts held in mind? Just hold that thought. I forgive you. I forgive you because I know that's, you don't know what you are. You're a spiritual being too. And I'm beholding the Christ in you. That's how I'm going to move through this. Behold the Christ in you. So remember, as you go about this work of renunciation and elimination, remember that just as the body system works to remove the toxins, your soul has spiritual tools to release fear, resentment, limiting beliefs. You might try an affirmation such as this. I create within me a world of majesty, splendor, and wonder that I also find in the world around me. I create within me a world of majesty, splendor, and wonder that I also find and see in the world around me. That's true for me. How about taking it as being true for you? Yes. Let's settle into a time of prayer and meditation. Let's relax a bit and let some of this lesson sink in. As we let go of things such as we're not our past, we're not our pain, we're not our possessions or what titles they call us, we're spirit expressing. We're whole, free, and unlimited. And guess what? You're one with divine mind. So take a deep breath. Right here, right now. Begin by making sure you're comfortable in your position. If you'd like to close your eyes, you can. Or focus on something here, candles. But take a deep breath in and release it. Giving yourself permission to take this time apart, breathing in and letting go, sinking into your seat. Breathing in and letting go, moving from your head down into your heart region. Be aware that in the center of your being, there is a light, a radiant light, a quiet space that's filled with light, breathing in and breathing out, moving deeper into that space. That's your sacred spot. That's where you are safe and you're whole and you're open and receptive to the ideas of God. Breathing in and breathing out, feel free to bring up anything, maybe one thing that you've been holding on to that you are now ready to intentionally let go of. And breathing in and breathing out. As you think about that experience, let go of any fear that surrounds and enfolds it. Let go of any judgment, any limitation, or any thought of lack. Let it all dissolve in that light that you have journeyed into within. Breathing in and breathing out. In this clear and open space that has been created, invite divine ideas to enter in. Welcome peace, welcome wisdom, welcome love, welcome faith. Welcome the power of renunciation. Feel these energies flowing and moving deep within, filling every corner of your being. And take some time right here, right now, just for a few moments to rest in the quiet. Breathing in and breathing out, going apart a while. And as we prepare to return to this time and place, take another deep breath in. And as you release it, feel the clarity, feel the openness, feel the sacredness within you. And say gently to yourself, I am renewed and refreshed. I am renewed and refreshed. I am free. Right here, right now. And as I move in the presence and power of God, I know that I have created a time and space right here, right now, filled with love, filled with wonder. Know that all that has been provided for me, the very foundation of the universe, I give thanks for it. For my eyes are open and I am free and willing to accept my true identity. And for this I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is.
Amen.
Amen. Our affirmation this week is in your, on your insert. My consciousness, that's your thinking ability. My consciousness is a sacred space, open and receptive to divine ideas. Let's affirm that together. My consciousness is a sacred space, open and receptive to divine ideas. And I want you to bring up someone. You can imagine them standing right in your presence or in this room. Someone that you know need to hear this message this morning. And let's affirm this for them together. Your consciousness is a sacred space, open and receptive to divine ideas. And as a sense of community, bringing in the whole universe, bringing in our Senate, our Congress people, our president, all those in the political arena, let's vision them right here with us in this room. And let's affirm this for them together. Our consciousness is a sacred space, open and receptive to divine ideas. Amen.
Amen.